Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host who is feeling very low energy, very low mood, very low overall. And I thought rather than trying to fight the feeling, I thought that I would actually talk about that and do an episode all about what to do if you are feeling anxious, if you are in conflict, if you are feeling really low, and how to use the law of attraction and how to use the self-development tools that often surround the whole concept of law of attraction to kind of get yourself out of it. Because do you know what? We all fall victim to it, even me. Yes, me, like I'm fucking Rhonda Byrne. Yeah, I get low, bitches. The law of attraction doesn't necessarily stop unpleasant or negative things happening in your life, but it does give you a reframe on them. It allows you to change your perception of it, to see the positive in it, and actually better your life because of it. So who doesn't want a bit of that? But anyway, this episode isn't really about that. It's more about what to do to feel immediate relief when you are feeling in a really low mood, as I have been today. And sometimes it can, boom, hit you out of nowhere and you're like, oh, why do I feel like the living dead? So the number one thing I would say would be to identify the cause. Now, if you are one of the 98% of women listening to this, this is going to apply to you more than ever. If you are the 2% men listening to this, you are still ruled by the moon. And so periods and hormones and stuff and changes with the moon will still affect you, but to a slightly lesser degree. But the first thing would be to identify the cause, why you are feeling so low, why you are feeling so anxious. Now, as I said, the first thing could be hormones or the moon. You know, I have four different fucking personalities in a month. What a treat that is for any ex-boyfriend I've ever had. And that is a really common thing. You could also be feeling really low because you are on your period, because you are pregnant, because you are a teenager with raging hormones, or because you're maybe going through menopause. So that'd be the first thing to think about. Is it something in your life that is causing you this feeling? The next thing could be an event. Have you recently lost a loved one? Have you fallen out with a friend? Is there something that has really unsettled you? Or is this just temporary overwhelm? You know, we are coming up to Christmas. It is an incredibly busy time, especially for women, especially for mums. So particularly if you are in a season of your life where you are caring for young children and it's coming up to Christmas season, it might just all be a little bit too much at the moment. Maybe you have a few deadlines at work or whatever, but you may just be feeling temporary overwhelmed. So I'd say those are the four main causes of feeling overwhelmed, depressed, anxious, stressed out, really low. So hormonal or the moon, circumstances, temporary overwhelm of, like, you know, the season of your life, or an event that has just recently happened to you. So if it is hormonal or the moon or whatever, or just something temporary like a sad event, you know, if your grandmother died last week, if you are currently in your menstrual phase and you know that you get really depressed around your period, if it is the new moon and the sky is dark and so is your soul, just fucking allow it. Allow it. Have a rest. Treat yourself. Allow yourself to feel it. Now, the beauty of getting in touch with your cycle, and as I said, if you're a man or you don't have menstrual cycles, just being in touch with the cycle of the moon, it's basically the same fucking thing, is you get to preempt this and you get to recognize it and say, oh, I don't hate my life. I'm not a Debbie Downer bitch today. I'm just in this phase of the moon on my cycle. And you can just allow yourself to live it. Order yourself a takeaway, eat some chocolate, watch the entire season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians in one night if you choose. Do whatever you need to do to just get yourself through it. I now try to allow for my menstrual week to really kind of be kind to myself. If I can do any work ahead of time, that's not really my style, but I try to do that to allow myself a little bit of a grace period during that low time. You know, I don't do exercise during that week. I mean, who are we fucking kidding? I don't really do exercise the rest of the time, but I certainly don't do any that week. I just really allow myself a little bit of grace and a little bit of space if I'm feeling a little bit low. You know, it's going to pass. So you might as well try and make it nice for yourself. Have a nice bath, watch your favorite films, and just let it flow. And remember, life is ebb and flow. Just as much as the cycle of the moon and your menstrual cycle and everything else is a cycle that comes around and around and around, life is ebb and flow. And you can't be 100% peppy pip fucking up all the time. You would be so irritating if you were. We're allowed to have down periods. It's just finding the balance and not getting stuck there. Now, if on the other hand, your anxiety and your overwhelm or your low period is caused by your life circumstances, in the words of Britney, you better work, bitch. This is where we have to be our own judge and our own teacher. And we have to know where we are on that balance of allowing yourself a little bit of self-care and a little bit of indulgence and letting yourself be low for a few days and actually being like, do you know what? You need to take some fucking action. So if this is the situation that you are feeling really bogged down or you're in a rut with your life circumstances, the world that you have created, whether knowingly or unknowingly around you, like I said, you better work, bitch. It will only improve with action. Otherwise, you will be in exactly the same situation in 6 months, a year, 6 years, fucking hell. Now, if you don't know the solution, because so many people will feel immediately overwhelmed and like, I don't know what I want to change. Is it my job? Is it my location? Is it my partner? Is it my friends? Is it my life? What is it? What do I want to change? Action doesn't have to be figuring it all out at once. action can be simply raising your vibration and practicing the law of attraction. And this indirect action, believe it or not, will have a huge impact on the situation at hand. So it doesn't have to be direct action of, I need to change my job, I better start looking online. Because if you're already feeling in a low mood, that will make you feel 100 times more overwhelmed. But you can take amazing indirect actions, such as practicing gratitude, especially about the situation. So practicing gratitude is literally a fucking miracle. Anyone that has done the 28-day practice, the magic, will know that simply the act of practicing gratitude of everything in your life will have a profound impact on your mood and your life circumstances quite quickly as well. You can indulge in some self-care rituals. And when I say self-care, it isn't like what I was talking about earlier. If you have your period or you're just having a low couple of days, or your nan just died, about, you know, laying there eating chocolate, watching your favorite film. That ain't self-care, bitch. That's self-sabotage. I'm talking about self-care rituals like getting up and going to bed at the same time every day, having a routine, exercising, listening to positive affirmations. This is something that will take you 10 or 15 minutes to decide what your positive affirmations are, record them, or simply purchase a subliminal if you are a lazy bitch like me, and you will reap the dividends for the days, weeks, months, years after, as it's so easy to just press play every day and have it going in and changing your mindset. You can visualize your life of what it's going to be like once you overcome this issue. Visualization, especially with music, is incredibly powerful. And even decluttering and editing your life will help you to think clearly. So these are all indirect action that you can take that is not changing your job, updating yourself. I'm just using the job thing as an example here, but like, you don't have to take direct action that's going to make you feel even worse and overwhelm you right now. You can take all of these indirect actions. Don't feed your problems with sitting there and overthinking about what the thing is. Starve them with action. Starve them with action. And that action, like I said, can be exercising, cooking a healthy meal, practicing gratitude, listening to affirmations, visualizing your life once this is all resolved. Those are incredibly powerful things to do. I know sitting here, it sounds a little bit like, how's that going to fucking help me? But I promise you it will. Quite often when people look at their lives and they feel so overwhelmed, or they hate aspects of their lives, they want to know what to do on step 10. They want to know where they should move to, what job they should do, how they're going to find a new partner, or whatever it might be. Don't ask for step 10 without doing step 1 first. If you don't know what the answer is, go back to these basics, because they are basic, but they ain't basic bitches. They work. They work like a dream. And so just do step 1 first, and the next step will become obvious to you as you move through the process. So hopefully that gives you a little overview of basically whether your problem is just temporary, if it's hormonal, do you know what I mean? Like, you need to allow yourself a little bit of grace and a little bit of leeway. Or if you've co-created this life that is bringing you down, and your anxiety, your depression, your low mood is actually environmental, and there's things that you need to change. Okay, so there's two distinct differences there. Now, I thought I would just talk to you about what I personally do that I find really helps me when, like today, I find myself in a really low mood. So I felt really relieved when I realized, oh, okay, I have a period. So, you know, I always get quite low around this time of the month. I certainly have about 5 days where I'm like, I hate my life. I hate everything in it apart from my children, because they are the universe's blessings. But I just question everything and I overthink everything, and it's so fucking frustrating. So like I said, there's huge power in recognizing if you are in that phase, because it kind of lets you off the hook. You're kind of like, oh, it's not me, it's my hormones, like, it's fine. But you know, on top of that, I have a couple layers, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. So it is the Christmas season coming up. I think for mothers, that is an incredibly busy, overwhelming time. You want to make it magical for your children. On top of that, I'm having quite a bit of conflict at the moment with somebody in my life about something quite big, quite fundamental in mine and my children's lives. And it's a really tough one. It's a really tough one, and it's on a bit of a time a time frame as well. So there's a sense of urgency with it. On top of that, I'm supposed to be moving house, one of the three most stressful things that you can do in your life, in less than 2 weeks, that I still don't have an actual official exchange. So I don't know whether I'm moving. I don't know whether I'm not. I don't know whether to pack boxes. I don't know whether to hire a removal man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, guys. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then on top of that, another layer is like, my tenants. I've had the most wonderful tenants in my little flat in London ever since the pandemic hit, since I was pregnant. And they have been truly the greatest blessing. I barely hear from them. They're incredible. And they called me the other night and were like, yeah, we're moving out at the beginning of January. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. So now on top of everything else, to add to the overwhelm, I'm now having to find new tenants for my flat, which includes, you know, I'm going to have to go down there. I haven't seen it for years. And also a real realization that I kind of felt like once my children were older, like 2.5, that I would start to incorporate London back into my life again. And when I look at the reality of my life and the way that it's set up at the moment, there just isn't the physical time. There just isn't the physical time to be able to incorporate London into my life. And I feel really sad about that. And I feel quite, I don't know how else to describe it. I feel quite sad about it. It's just the way that the times with the girls are all set up with their dads and stuff. It just isn't really something that's available to me right now. And that feels a little bit like one of those things where you keep thinking of something in the future. And then when it comes, you're like, oh, okay. So that's still not really an option for me. So I'm going to pass that over to the universe and ask for divine intervention and a way that I can make this happen. So thank you, universe, in advance. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a little overview, a very short overview of why I'm feeling very stressed out at the moment, very overwhelmed. So I found myself today, you know, it poured with fucking rain all day. My children decided to be the devil all day. I don't know why. I don't know why. Today they woke up and they chose chaos. They chose violence against each other. They just chose the worst. And that can be very overwhelming. So this is what I do, right? This is what I do when I'm feeling like fuck my life. Number one is I look at the basics. I have to look at myself like I would one of my babies. And I ask myself, is it something really fucking simple? Like, am I hungry? Am I chronically tired? Have I been going to bed late every fucking night? Am I overstimulated? I don't know about you guys, but sometimes if I can hear like the TV, three children talking, toys playing, musical things, I get fucking sensory overload and I cannot stand it. So are you overstimulated? The real basics of life. Are you hungry? Are you tired? Are you cold? Are you overstimulated? If you're finding yourself really irritable, really anxious, or really low, look at yourself as a baby and answer those questions first. Number two is when I am feeling overwhelmed, you'll have heard me say this so many times before, but I feel like it's really important because it's instant action you can take that will instantly make you feel better, is I declutter. Yes, if I am fucking overwhelmed or fucking low or fucking anxious, I don't know why I had to say fucking in front of all of those, but I felt like they needed emphasis, I just declutter something. I get rid of something because it's all the stuff that is contributing to my overwhelm. So this may be physical items from your home. It could be unworn clothes in your wardrobe. It could be commitments and dates in your calendar that you're just like, I don't want to fucking go to this thing. It sounds like a ball ache. There's a lot of travel. It's going to inconvenience me. Do you know what? Let down Lil. Be like, sorry, bitches, I ain't coming. It could be messages and emails in your phone. I love to declutter messages and emails because in my mind, I have all these things to respond to. And if I can just clear out all the clutter and then know exactly what I need to respond to, I feel 100 times better. Or it could even be people from your life, other people that you're like, oh shit, I haven't seen Jane in a month and she keeps asking me to go out, but she's such a low vibe bitch. I just don't want to see her. You're allowed to outgrow people and let people go. If they do not serve you, the chances are you are not serving them either. And it is a mismatch of energy. And you are allowed to let people go. So these are all of the different ways that you can declutter. But I'll be honest with you, the thing I tend to do is I just declutter a drawer or a cupboard that is irritating me. Or my dining table that's got really cluttered. Whatever it might be, you do that and tell me you don't feel better after. I defy you to message me and say, Fran, I was feeling really overwhelmed and stressed out. And I got up and I cleared out a cupboard in my kitchen. And now I feel just as bad as before or even worse. I'm telling you, I will not get a single DM saying that because I know that this works every single time. It brings instant relief, which is what I love. Now, I've forgotten what number I'm on, but let's just say it's number three. Number three is if I'm feeling super overwhelmed, I brain dump everything that I feel overwhelmed by into a list on my phone. So I have a great app called To-Do List, and it's very satisfying because you get to check things off and then delete all the check things. It's really super easy, but you can even just use a note on your phone. And then I put any date deadlines because then you get to, if you like me, plan your week on a Sunday night, you get to look over your next week and only deal with the things that have the deadlines in that week. Sometimes, especially as very busy working women or working mums, we sometimes have to just prioritize what are the glass balls. Remember, we're all juggling glass balls and plastic balls. You can afford to drop the plastic balls. They're not going to break. They'll bounce. You can pick them back up later. But the glass balls, they're the ones you cannot afford to drop those. And so anything with a deadline on a Sunday, you should know that and you'll be able to plan out your week and say, okay, this week I'm feeling super overwhelmed and I'm feeling super down. But you know what? As long as these two things get done, there's one on Monday and there's one on Thursday, as long as those two things get done, it doesn't matter if nothing else gets done. Sometimes we just need to survive the season. We just need to survive the time period. And as long as you get through it without those glass balls breaking, everyone's a winner, baby.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
So brain dumping all of your stuff into a list so that you don't have to hold it in your brain. You know you're not going to forget anything. It's all written down there. But then just picking out the things that are urgent, that is a fucking hack, I am telling you. Number four is I write a gratitude list about the situation. So whatever it is I'm feeling really down about, or whatever situation is causing conflict in my life, it could be conflict with a person, I write a gratitude list specifically about that person or that situation. Now, if you are in real high conflict, that can be very, very challenging to do. But I'm telling you, I've done this about some toxic bitches in my life, and I've always managed to find things to be grateful for. So I don't want to hear you saying that there is nothing to be thankful for in this situation, Fran. There will be. There 100% will be. Also, do you want to know my little tip? So I told Bo this and now I'm kind of regretting it. So my friend told me about, I'm trying to think who it was now. I actually can't remember, but if you are in conflict with a person, right? I have a freezing spell that I swear to God works. And before I came on this pod today, I Googled it because I was like, who did I hear this from? Is this even a real thing? And it is very, very common. It is a total spell. It's not just me, and it works. So whoever you are having conflict with, you need to find a container. Learn from my mistakes. The smaller the container, the better. Otherwise, your freezer is going to be full of frozen urine. Bear with me. I'm getting to that point. So you basically, you wee inside the container your own urine, okay? So we in the pot. Then you write the name of the person that is causing you conflict or causing you harm or causing you drama in your life. You submerge it in your own urine and then you freeze that shit. So one day, Bo was looking for ice lollies, I think, in the freezer. And she's like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's just the names of my enemies frozen in my urine. And she's like, what the fuck? So I told her about it and I was like, look, if somebody is causing you drama in your life, you can stop them from causing any harm to you by using this freezing spell. So then I caught her trying to collect her own wee and she wanted to freeze the name of a girl at school. And this is the thing, right? So it doesn't cause any harm to the person whose name you freeze. It just stops them from causing destruction in your life. So it's a total good spell. There's no way for them to come to any harm. But I was like, I cannot have my child now going to school saying, oh yeah, I'm going to wee on your name and put it in my freezer. Because can you imagine word that's going to get around school? So I was like, yeah, but Bo, it only works if you don't tell the person. Okay, so you can't tell them, otherwise it doesn't work. So I don't know, my little witch is learning about spells already and the intention you put behind it. You know, when I've got two names in my freezer, and when I did them, I was probably at some of my very lowest points. I was feeling very, very threatened. And so the intention of doing it, my emotion was super high. It was very, very powerful. And I've got to tell you, I think it works. So if you like doing a physical action, if you like to feel like you're doing something and you are in conflict with somebody, do the freezer spell, get your wee out, get a yogurt pot and live your best life. Number five, is recognize in yourself if you are viewing this situation or this feeling of anxiety, stress, overwhelm. Are you viewing this situation from a place of love or fear? So we are doing the book, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein this month in the book club. And this is basically the overriding theme of the book, is that when we act defensively towards things or we react in certain ways to things and we perceive things to be really negative, really bad, really threatening to us, that's often because we are reacting out of a place of fear rather than love. And that isn't actually the true situation. So I don't want to minimize your problems right now, but all I'm saying is your problem may not actually be a problem. It may just be triggering a response in you that is causing it to look like a problem to you. So I have had my fair share of experiences where people have tried to control me, be it financially or whatever kind of way. And something that came up recently that is causing conflict in my life 100% is triggering that in me. And if you have been a victim of emotional abuse or anything like that, something that you will suffer from that I do is questioning yourself constantly. You question yourself of whether you're being irrational, if you are having a genuine fearful response because it's warranted, or if you are just being triggered in some way. And that is a mind fuck. That is some Shutter Island shit. I often describe one of my past relationships as living on Shutter Island. If you haven't seen the movie, what are you doing with your life? Leonardo DiCaprio looking hot. Hang on, wait, is he in that? Yes, no, of course he is. Go watch it. It's fucking amazing. So if you are reacting out of fear, just change that to love. And if you don't know how to, simply ask the universe for guidance and for help and just say, I just want to look at this situation with love rather than fear. And that's as simple as that. And just every time somebody or something triggers you, just remind yourself, become aware of it and be like, am I acting fearfully right now? How can I change this to love? Number six is I surrender this situation, this feeling, this anxiety, this overwhelm to the universe. And I ask for help and guidance to get through it. Trusting that the universe is working with you and will be guiding you is such a relief, because in that moment you realize it's not all on you. You don't have to control everything. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to fucking read the future and read minds. You get to just live in a high vibration place, surrender and ask for help and ask for guidance and know that that will come to you. And It is a fucking relief. And do you know what? We all forget to do it. I forget to do it. I've just been reading a book all about this. And when this situation came up in my life that's causing me to feel down and anxious and overwhelmed, I forgot that. And I instantly turned to fear and felt like I had to figure it out all by myself. You don't have to do it all by yourself. The universe is there to help you. Let it help you. And finally, do something today or do something immediately that will help you tomorrow. So I am in this period where, and I feel really silly saying about PMS, because I feel like when people say PMS, they just make a bit of a joke of it. And it's like, oh, my girlfriend's really angry, like she's on her period. But it can be truly, truly agonizing, you know, to sit there and think, I hate my life. I hate everything in it. I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. That can be very, very upsetting, and it's very, very real. Like, hormonal fucking imbalances are real, okay, guys? It's a real thing. And so do something that is going to immediately help you either for the rest of the day or for tomorrow. So like I said, today was like a very cold, rainy day. My children were acting absolutely wild. And I know for me, a trigger would be just staying in the house all day and not having any plans and no sort of adult contact. I know that that would be really detrimental for me. And as a result, it'd be detrimental for my children as well, because ultimately, the happier and healthier the mother is, the happier and healthier your children are going to be too. So as I was sitting here feeling super low tonight before I recorded this, I was like, Fran, what are you going to do to make this situation instantly better tomorrow? And I decided to take two direct actions. The first one was, I fucking love it. On a Friday morning, they do this, like, you know, those jump parks, like trampoline parks. I'm trying to do really physical things with the children because I think we're just all too sedentary these days, aren't we? So I'm really trying to do active physical things where we exercise. And they do like this toddler jump session where it's like 2 hours, there's trampolines, there's bouncy castles. It's amazing. I enjoy it probably as much as they do. It's really good quality time. And it's super cheap as well because it's a toddler session. So I'm like, right, I'm going to book that in for the morning. Went online, booked it. I might even just put a little post out on my Instagram saying, hey guys, any of my friends, I'm going to be there tomorrow morning. I'm too overwhelmed to message people individually to see if anyone wants to come, but I'll just put it out there. And the second thing I did was I invited my dad over for dinner at my house, because I know that cooking a family meal, seeing my family and having adult conversation, and also the girls fucking love their granddad, that for me, I know will boost my mood. I know it will. And I think that can sometimes be one of the problems of being either the only adult in your household or living alone, is sometimes you can get inside your own head a little bit. And as soon as there's someone else there to talk to, you're like, oh, all is right with the world. So I know that those two actions will immediately boost my mood for tomorrow. And I just want to stress that these actions don't have to be the solution to all of your problems. You know, if you are in a very unhappy relationship or a very unhappy job, or maybe you are having a pregnancy where you're really suffering from prenatal depression or postnatal depression, whatever it might be, having your dad around for dinner and going to a fucking trampoline park, it ain't going to solve your life problems. But I tell you what, it just is that first little step where it will instantly boost your mood. It will get you out. It will switch up your routine. And that is the platform from which you can start to make sustainable change. Because if you're feeling super low, sometimes it's hard to even do the most basic of things. So yeah, please don't get it twisted there. Like, those little instant pick-me-ups are not going to change my life, but they are going to be a little jumping off point to be able to start to see things a little bit clearer and just feel a little bit better. And that's it, guys. That's my tips on what I do when I'm feeling super overwhelmed, super anxious, or just really low. So do what's vital. If you're feeling really overwhelmed and you've got a lot on, don't bury your head in the sand and face even more consequences further down the road. Make sure you just suck it up and do what is vital. For me tonight, that was getting my children in bed, you know, giving them dinner, doing the bedtime routine, reading the books, singing the goddamn songs, and getting them into bed safely, and then getting this podcast done. This is a non-negotiable for me. Every single Friday, if I miss 1 week, I'll miss 10 weeks. That's how it goes. So these were my two vital things that had to be done. But then once those two are done, Nothing else is necessary. You think I'm looking at my to-do list after this? Am I? Fuck. I am not doing anything else. I tell you what I am doing. I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It is the season finale tonight and I'm really upset about that. I've been enjoying it so much. It's honestly like my Thursday night treat and I find it really inspiring. So I was reading Happy Sexy Millionaire by Stephen Bartlett on the way back from Florida on the plane. What a fucking dream, by the way. No children, on a flight, reading a book, living my best life. And who is she? And he had a whole chapter in there about how the Kardashians are really toxic influence on girls. And I have to say, I find especially the new format of the show incredibly inspiring. I love seeing all of the behind the scenes of how their businesses work. I find Kris Jenner incredibly inspiring. And it is a very high vibe watch for me. So I'm going to be watching that tonight and I'm going to be getting an early night because I have been going to bed far too late recently. And that's what I'll be doing. And I hope I wake up tomorrow in a bit of a better mood without my uterus trying to kill me. Let me know if this has been helpful to you at all. Even if you've just taken one thing from this, take one thing and implement it. If it has helped you, please do let me know. You can DM me, you can get in contact, you can tag me in your stories, whatever you like. I'm on Instagram at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And you can rate, review, and subscribe this podcast. If anything on this has really helped you today, I would love to hear it in the form of a review. They super help me out, honestly. Anyway, what else do I have to tell you before I go? By the time I see you next week, it will be a brand new month. It'll be December. Fucking December. How has that happened? How? Truly. It is like, what is it, 42 days or something until 2023? Bitch, you better work. Those goals aren't going to manifest by themselves, okay? Or maybe they will. It's all about doing less. I don't know. That's for another episode. It is Black Friday. Happy Black Friday, bitches. Happy Thanksgiving if you are in America or Canada, potentially. I don't know. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday. I do have a Black Friday sale on my website. It has been a 3-day event this year because every other year I've just done it one day. And then I always get people messaging me saying, I'm so upset. I missed out on the Black Friday. So I'm like, oh, what do you want me to do? So I did a 3-day event. It ends at midnight tonight. So if you are listening to this in real time on Friday, Black Friday, you better get over to francescaamber.com. Do you want to know why? Because I've got half price online workshops. Yes, half price. That means my incredible 3-week manifesting money workshop, which I have to say, I feel like that's the jewel in my crown. Like it is truly amazing shit in there. It's 3 videos. I think they're both over an hour long each and you get challenges and homework and exercises to do. You watch one video a week and it is a 3-week process to absolutely transforming your money mindset and achieving your money goals by the end of those 3 weeks. That is £55 off. It is now only £55.55. It's usually £111. And like I say, the other ones are half off as well. The only thing that isn't is the New Year's Day goal setting party because it would not be fair, because this is an event in the future, it would not be fair to people that have purchased early bird tickets, which, by the way, end on the 1st of December. So if you want to get that early bird price, you better get in, bitches. Also, all gratitude necklaces are a third off as well. I do that every year. I take 11 off, so they are 22 rather than 33. Fucking hell, I feel like I'm just saying a lot of numbers right now. Is she on the stock exchange? Who is she? Is she the Wolf of Wall Street? I don't know. But that sale ends at midnight tonight. So get over there. What else do I have to tell you? We are doing a brand new book in the book club starting on the 1st of December. Because it is the festive period and the majority of my listeners are women, a lot of them are mums, I know that we are busy bitches, we are really kicking back and taking it easy street in December. We are doing the Book of Toltec Wisdom, The 4 Agreements. Now, this is an absolute classic of a book. I've never had so many people, when I announced the winner of the December book poll, I've never had so many people message me saying, this is my favorite book. This book will change your life. It is four simple agreements, a code of conduct, if you will, of how to live your life with ultimate freedom, ultimate happiness, and zero conflict. And Lord knows we all need that, right? So if you want to come and join us, it's super easy. It's basically four chapters, one a week, really easy to keep up with, quite a slim book. And so, I'm very excited for that. I'll leave all the links down below, or you can simply go to francescaamber.com to find all of this shit, like the book club, the subliminals, the workshops, the Black Friday sale, whatever you want. It's all on my website. And I will see you bitches, hopefully in a much better mood, next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life, and it's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.